mouth is a great way to make math fun in any language.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hurricane Helene looming off the Gulf Coast of Florida, still gaining strength before making landfall tonight along the Big Bend region. Residents could see up to 20-foot storm surge. Rob Pokrifke says the outer bands are already lashing Tampa Bay.
This is the appetizer, if you will. I don't know. I would imagine where we're standing will be underwater by the end of this storm.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House today, the U.S. issuing another round of military aid to help Ukraine defend against Russia attacks. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in New York City. He'll deliver the U.N. address to the General Assembly tomorrow. Netanyahu rejecting calls for a ceasefire in Lebanon as fighting escalates between Israeli forces and Hezbollah. After 57 years, the Oakland A's are playing their final game in San Francisco's East Bay. The team will play games temporarily in Sacramento before moving to the city of Las Vegas. This is ABC News. The world's longest-serving death row inmate set free in Japan after a retrial finds that he's innocent.
A Japanese court has found that 88-year-old former boxer Ueo Hakamada not guilty in a retrial of a 1966 quadruple murder case. The presiding judge acknowledged multiple fabrications of evidence, and Hakamada was not the culprit, thus ending a 58-year-long legal battle. His acquittal, the fifth death row convict to be found not guilty in post-war Japanese criminal justice. The case could now rekindle debate around abolishing the death penalty in Japan. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Two giant pandas in Finland being sent back home to China more than 8 years ahead of schedule. Finnish zoo officials say that the pandas are too costly to maintain amid declining visitors. The pandas were given as a gift to Finland in 2017 to mark the country's 100 years of independence. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy a taste of fall with The Cottage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Find fall and winter apparel, delicious country home creation dips, and yummy barmaid cocktail infusions for your fall celebrations. The Cottage will be open Thursday from 9 to 5, Friday from 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Celebrate the fall season during the Taste of Fall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at The Cottage Floral and Gift Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. and mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Sunshine continues for this weekend and highs stay in the low 80s. Warmer into Monday, sunny and mid-80s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A new state program can assist owners of older homes. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program can help pay for critical repairs and improvements that increase energy efficiency, safety, and security. Provides low-interest loans between $5,000 and $50,000 to owners of homes more than 40 years old. A man accused of shooting at a family's vehicle as they traveled on U.S. Highway 51 in Marathon County last year will represent himself at trial.
Benny Green was deemed competent for trial on Tuesday, with the judge also approving his request to represent himself with a standby attorney on call. Investigators say he tailgated the vehicle, then pulled alongside them and fired two shots, injuring one. It's unclear if Green had any prior connection to the family. He faces more than a dozen counts, including one charge of attempted homicide. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You expect Fleet Farm to have everything you need for everyday life. Well, expect everything at the best prices guaranteed, too. Automotive, pets, birding, hunting, farming, snacking, you name it. All your everyday essentials, all at the best prices guaranteed. And if you happen to find a lower price elsewhere, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. A pastor who resigned his position at two Wabasha County churches before returning to India is now under investigation for allegedly stealing from parishioners. Law enforcement requested a search warrant for a bank account owned by Father Prince Raja on September 16th. Members of the churches in Winona and Kellogg say Raja requested money from them that was never repaid, then left the country owing them more than $70,000. The Diocese of Winona-Rochester says Raja resigned and returned to India for personal reasons at the end of June. The diocese also says no parish funds were affected by his actions, and it is cooperating with local law enforcement. Police in Chippewa Falls say the latest school threat was, once again, not credible. Officers say they will step up patrols at the city's middle school for the next few days out of an abundance of caution, but they don't expect any problems. Chippewa Falls schools are not saying just what the latest threat entailed. Wisconsin has seen a wave of school threats over the last 2 weeks. The Attorney General's office says nearly 150 school threats have come into schools across the state since the middle of the month. A 16-year-old is the prime suspect in a series of thefts from Lake Halley. Police say they arrested the teen Saturday. Investigators say the teenager was on house arrest because of a previous arrest and stole at least two cars. They say the teen also stole at least one gun. Lake Halley police say the case is another reminder to lock your car and make sure your valuables are secured. The Justice Department is suing two rural Rusk County communities over their decision to scrap their electronic voting machines. The Biden administration filed its lawsuit last week against Thornapple and Lawrence townships. Both communities voted last year to stop using their electronic voting machines. The Department of Justice complaint says federal law requires at least one electronic voting machine at each polling place so that disabled voters have an option. Lawrence Township leaders say they've already settled with the Justice Department and will bring their electronic machine back. Thornapple Township, however, will continue to fight the case. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Finances for the city of Durand are looking good. During last night's council meeting, representatives from Ayler and Associates updated the city on its finances. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the council learned that there may be a way to fund the remaining portion of the Madison Street project using the current TIF district.
Incremental finance district that we have, which is good through 2034, that we may be able to take some of that funding from the TID district and to be able to apply that. As you know, we've been sort of struggling with trying to find ways beyond the grant money. We don't want to lose the grant of about the $900,000 that we've already received and still being able to get the project done.
Milliron says the city will first close out all of the current projects and look at all of the possible options for the Madison Street project, which is scheduled for 2026. An area hospital has a new administrator. Daniel Conan has been named the new administrator for Tri-County Hospital and Clinics on October 1st. Clinic earned an associate degree in applied sciences from Western Technical College and a bachelor's degree in radiology sciences from Adventist University of Health Sciences in Orlando, Florida. Dan also has a master's degree in business administration from Viterbo. Conan will take over for Joni Olson, who is retiring after 46 years with Gunderson Health System. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of a scam. The department posted on social media that a resident was called and told they missed jury duty and now had to pay a $5,000 fine as there were two warrants for their arrest. The sheriff's department says their phone number was spoofed, and the department reminds residents that they will not call and demand money over the phone, and you are to just hang up if you receive one of these calls. Police are asking questions after they say a 4-year-old was shot in Neillsville. That happened yesterday at a home on West 7th Street. Police say the 4-year-old girl was rushed to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say an underage relative shot the little girl. They're not calling the shooting an accident yet, and police are not saying how old the relative is. Wisconsin will give out $125,000 in grants for hunting recruitment and retention. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it will give out the money to projects that encourage young people to learn how to hunt in Wisconsin and increase the total number of hunters in the state. Past projects that benefited from Hunter R3 grants included expos for new hunters, archery ranges for after-school clubs, and purchasing outdoor wheelchairs for public use. Applications will be accepted through October 15th. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do you do? Call an expert. expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Only 8 products remain to be named the coolest thing made in Minnesota. Online voting has narrowed the field to a list that includes American Crystal Sugar, 3M Scotch brand Magic Tape, Arctic Cat's ZR858 snowmobile, and Red Wing Shoes' Beckman boot. Voting in the quarterfinal round concludes Sunday. Products receiving the most votes in each quarterfinal matchup will move on to next week's semifinals. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or 2 half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty right. Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Bell on Chaotic Kansas Restarts. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
With 3 poles to his credit, Christopher Bell knows how to be fast at Kansas Speedway. But the Joe Gibbs Racing pilot hasn't been to Victory Lane in the Heartland. Second in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs round of 12 standings, Bell points to one particular facet as a crucial factor for success in the Sunflower State.
The thing that really stands out about Kansas is the restarts, how the track is just so wide. And on top of the track being wide, you have the apron down there that adds real estate to get 4 or 5 wide pretty easily down the front stretch. And then all of a sudden you get to the corner and you don't have the grip to be 4 or 5 wide. So there's a lot to be gained and there's a lot to be lost.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Insurance program from the Hartford. Well, if you're age 50 or over, you can save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're gonna sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the buck's got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
The Brewers closed out their series in Pittsburgh, beating the Pirates 5-2 today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers right-hander Aaron Savalier tossing six scoreless innings for the win. Brewers finishing with 15 road series victories and 46 road wins all told. The Brewers close out with a three-game home series against the Mets starting tomorrow night. Bucks legend Junior Bridgman has become a significant minority owner in the team today. Bridgman's number two jersey hangs in Fizer form with a number of other Bucks legends. He played 10 seasons for Milwaukee, ranked third in franchise history in games played, seventh in points, and ninth in minutes. Packers wrapped up another work day today, getting ready for Sunday's showdown against the Vikings. Another day of work for Jordan Love, who hopes to return to the lineup on Sunday. Week four of the NFL season kicks off tonight. The Cowboys visit the Giants in the Big Apple. Day one of the President's Cup competition underway at Royal Montreal today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Talking new coaches' polls for volleyball and boys' soccer, plus a sneak preview for Week 6 football. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. A new week means new coaches' polls. There are no changes at the top of the WSCA boys' soccer rankings. Marquette is the top-ranked team in Division 1. Cedarburg occupies the number one position in Division 2. The Sheboygan Christian Lutheran Co-op leads the way in the D3 voting, with Shoreland Lutheran holding down the number one spot in D4. There's a big change in the boys' volleyball coaches' poll this week, as Sussex Hamilton leaps all the way from 6th to 1st, as former number one Germantown dips to 2nd. In the WVCA girls' volleyball rankings, DSHA remains unbeaten and number one in D1. Luxembourg Casco is again the top team in D2, with undefeated Cuba City leading the way in Division 3. Living Word Lutheran is on top of D4, while a change in Division 5 sees Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran make a big jump from 4th to 1st. The Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy football game of the week features yet another huge Classic 8 showdown as Arrowhead travels to Oconomowoc. Elsewhere, first place in the Southern Lakes is on the line as defending D2 champ Badger faces off against Burlington. The battle for Highway M finds Middleton making the trip to Verona. In a crosstown rivalry, De Pere heads over to West De Pere. Mondovi welcomes in Regis, and Rice Lake faces New Richmond in an unbeaten Big River showdown. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. If you like fishing for smallmouth bass, you must love this time of year because the smallmouth are biting. I find this to be one of my favorite times of the year, and I'll tell you what I do to catch them, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
I love this time of year because the smallmouth bass are biting. This is when you can catch a lot of smallies in a short period of time. You only need a few hours each day to literally wear yourself out. What I do is rig two rods, one with a lipless crankbait and one with a drop shot rig, and I make sure I've got some smaller sucker minnows. I call them the walleye size suckers in my live well. And I go out and I start with the lipless crankbait. Cast it out, let it sink to the bottom. Make sure that that lure settles. You'll see that line just go slack as soon as that lure hits the bottom. And then you just slow it back. Retrieve it nice and easy, and it will give off just enough vibration and sound to trigger strikes. where those smallmouth are lurking. And if that doesn't work, you switch over to the drop shot rig with the sucker minnow and you work deeper structure. And that is where they'll be hanging if they're not in that shallower water and getting triggered by those crankbaits. So lipless crankbaits, sucker minnows, either way, you're going to catch a lot of smallmouth this time of year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Sunshine continues for this weekend and highs stay in the low 80s. Warmer into Monday, sunny and mid 80s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 80.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Boy, I tell you, another roller coaster type of trade day. As we looked at those markets, I had one farmer say, man, I looked away for 1 second. It was green. I come back, it's red, and it just kind of bounced there about. We're going to talk about what kind of those pushing factors were in today's market trade. And of course, there is a lot of outside market and some political exposures that are adding to everything we're seeing today. So joining us, Jim McCormick. Jim is with agmarket.net. And I want to talk, first of all, talking about, you were talking before we started about this macro picture that we're seeing with this stimulus package coming from China. And it's kind of started having an effect on what we see within our market trade.
It is definitely having an impact, and it's been a multiple day story, Susan. I mean, if you look at the market coming out of the weekend, Sunday night, the markets were called weaker. Then Monday, the market took off. A lot of people were like, what the heck happened? I think the Chinese in the know knew what was going to happen. The market reacted. And then Monday night, what happened? Yeah, I found out you had all this economic stimulus. And then the market followed that news again on Tuesday. Backed off a little bit on Wednesday early in the session, only to find out that China put more money into the system, potentially push that market up again here during the day session. But this time it fell a little bit, because the problem we've got with this stimulus, Susan, is it's good, but it's going to take time to push into the broader marketplace. And what I mean by that is some of it is essentially lowering the amount of requirement of money that banks need to hold. And they're going to drop that amount by almost a trillion won. So the problem is you still got to have people want to come in and actually borrow that won to build the next project. And, you know, there's still questions about how much this is really going to help their economy besides causing the stock market to run. So kind of a buy the rumor, maybe sell the fact type of reaction to it today.
And I'm sure they're watching how the rest of the world is reacting to this stimulus information.
Well, they definitely are. I mean, and seeing where it's at, I mean, the reality is this, the bean market moved the most on it because the thought process is if Chinese gets this economy roaring, they are going to come in here and buy a lot of U.S. beans. I'm not so sure that a lot of that's going to hinge on what happens in Brazil. If Brazil has a normal trend line crop, and we have no idea what it's going to be, Susan, being the fact it's not been planted yet, but a normal trend line crop in Brazil is currently estimated to put the gross tonnage in these stocks of world beans at the all-time high, stocks use at the second highest level. So I think if their crop does come off and goes off and, you know, gets planted without a hitch, I think you're going to see the market bring it right back down, realizing this stimulus is more of a long-term demand change than a short-term stimulus.
And you talk about those soybeans. I know we saw some export numbers coming in. We had a couple purchases this week. I know it was corn today from Mexico, but yesterday was some soybeans coming from Mexico. So there is still the appetite out there, and I'm sure the dollar is playing a little bit of influence in that as well.
the dollar definitely is, as the Fed starts lowering rates, the money says, hey, I don't need to come to the U.S. On top of it, the yuan, the Chinese currency, is going higher on this news. So, yes, they are buying right now. As of this week's export pace this week, they have kind of caught up to where they were a year ago. Right now, total commitments is 646 million bushels. A year ago, we were at 648. So where we were a year ago, but where we need to be is ahead of it. Because remember, Susan, the USDA is projecting the exports in the U.S. to be 150 million higher than last year. So we've caught up, but now we got to see if we can, you know, essentially overachieve from last year in coming weeks.
You know, as the harvest gets underway, I don't think many guys would turn away the fact that we might get some potential rains. But for you guys in the Eastern Corn Belt, and it may not reach you exactly, but they're talking about the hurricane kind of pushing some rains up into that Illinois, Indiana area.
Yes, they are. I think the closer you are to the Ohio River Valley into Kentucky, Tennessee, you are going to get 4 to 5 inches of rain. Where I'm at here in northern Illinois, we're not going to get a lot of rain, maybe a quarter inch or so, but we are going to be dealing with a lot of winds. They're talking 35 to 40 mile an hour gusts. You know, that's got a few clients a little bit nervous about that. We do have some issues in the east with corn stands. We dealt with a lot of tar spot issues over here, so we'll see what it is. But we're not going to miss a lot of the rain here as a whole. But even if we do get some rain, we're so dry, I think a lot of clients would actually take it.
Yeah, the same in this neck of the woods as well. We would definitely welcome any sort of rain. What are you hearing, or are you really hearing anything as harvest starts to pick up with some numbers in the eastern, even for us folks in the Western Corn Belt?
In general, we've been tracking, and our partners over at JSA have been tracking the yields, comparing them this year to last year. In general, they're running better than a year ago, plain and simple. So at this point, we are hearing some problems here and there, especially in the east. But I would argue at this time, now granted, Susan, it's very, very early in the season, and we'll see what happens. But right now, I would argue what I'm hearing, the USDA is very close to being correct on their numbers here for the national yield.
Well, we also saw this morning some notification came out in regards to what was going to happen with the crude oil. And we know that the Saudi Arabia was going to say, hey, as you said, if you can't beat them, join them. And that seems to be the kind of mode of action at the moment.
That is definitely it. The Saudis have been trying to drive the price of the world. Saudis and OPEC Plus have been trying to keep production off the world market to drive that price closer to $100. They just haven't had much luck. And the reason why they haven't had much luck is as they kept taking barrels off the world market, the U.S. continued to expand what amount of oil we're producing. We're producing record amounts of oil right now. We're exporting oil for the first time ever. And essentially the Saudis threw in the towel, in my opinion. They said, can't beat them, join them. We're going to start pumping. We're going to increase our capacity, bring more oil onto the world. The rest of the market, I think, will. And that's driving crude oil down about $2. And I think that maybe had a little bit of a reaction to today's corn and bean markets going down. If crude oil continues to weaken, that will put pressure on the ethanol market, maybe put pressure on the renewable diesel market as well, or biodiesel as well. So that could have a negative impact. On the other side, cheaper oil is going to mean cheaper gas. Cheaper gas is better for the economy as a whole. People feel better about when the gas is cheaper, and that hopefully will keep them moving in and maybe going out to eat and buying that livestock.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready here for the second half. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Welcome back once again to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we're continuing our conversation with Jim McCormick with, of course, agmarket.net. And is there any other, I mean, this grain market, I've obviously saw its big sell-off today, especially when you look at that soybean complex. What other factors are you seeing weighing in on this trade today as we get ready to head to the overnight trade and then obviously a Friday trade tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know, some of it, like I said, was just the crude oil market coming under pressure. I think another story that, Susan, has kind of got people's attention was yesterday there was a big article, big press release. There's a couple senators out there, reps, I'm not sure which one, that are pushing this new bill that would essentially say, hey, look, for these renewable fuels, you got to use locally growing U.S. products as opposed to use cooking oil, and also expand some of the credits and all that up for another 4 or 5 years. That really got people excited about the potential of this new law. The problem is, Susan, I think a lot of people came to the realization, our politics is so divided right now. We're, what, 50 days out from a very contentious election. We get through that election, it looks like Congress is going to kick the can. They're going to put the funding of the government to December 20th, and then they kind of refund the government between essentially the election and the inauguration, as well as the holidays. So the fact is, any kind of a, you know, type of bill that might get passed, even though it has bipartisan support, is probably going to be very, very hard to do through the end of this year, probably into the first part of next year. So as good as the market reacted saying, hey, we like that proposal, I think the market just kind of sold off on the fact that, hey, the odds are, unfortunately, are very, very unlikely anything is going to happen on that time frame anytime soon, I should say.
And you talk about the politics, and I think there's the unknown that's going to happen after the election. And I know many folks are already talking about it as to what's going to happen, trade, what's going to happen just in general, makes the markets a little bit uneasy as well.
It is. I mean, we, you know, there's, you know, President Trump is obviously pushing, you know, he wants to really push a lot of tariffs onto a lot of different countries. He's talking about tariffing, you know, Mexico 200% for John Deere stuff. It's just a lot of uncertainty. The one thing we do know is when you start tariffing the trade war, China is going to push back. They pushed back hard last time go around and it crashed the bean market. This time I think it's going to be even harder because the reality is Brazil has expanded their production capacity a lot. And then on top of it, the last trade war, China was not able to import Brazilian corn. They now can. So I think if we would have a trade war, it could get really, really ugly. The uncertainty is there. Who knows who's going to be president? Because you're looking at, you know, you look at the polls, it's within the margin. So it's going to be nip and tuck. And there's just a lot of uncertainty. You also have, you know, the renewable fuel standards and all that. We've got a farm bill that needs to be re-upped. There's just a lot of uncertainty. So I think what you got to look at, Susan, if you're a producer out there, you default to not is it, you know, what the price is, not what the number is. It's not $10 beans. It's not $4 corn. It's can you make money? And when you look at the price of beans, earlier today, I had a lot of clients say beans, cash beans are over $10. If you look at some of the yields they were getting with $10 cash price beans, they were profitable. And I think if you're one of those situations, you've got grain unpriced, you got to ask yourself, should I be selling it if I'm profitable? My argument is yes, because I think right now with the uncertainty in the U.S., the uncertainty in the world, defending profitability is probably job one at the moment.
One thing as we switch gears to look at the livestock is that push we're seeing on the cash. I know that there was some offers that were $2 higher than last week in the South. Haven't seen any takers as of yet in the North. And what is your thoughts on that with the higher push to this cash complex?
Well, I think it looks good. I mean, if you look where the cattle earlier today, I think was a little bit ugly. You know, these back months, February cattle took out the 100-day moving average, but came roaring back to it. The D's held the 100-day moving average. The technical picture looks good. And I do think it's something that overall you got to be a little bit optimistic, especially if we do see an increased production in Saudi Arabia oil, which continues to drive down the price of energy, drives down the price of gas. That trade historically is very good for the economy. And if you got a strong economy, it makes people feel comfortable going out to eat, buying those higher cuts of steak, and that's what you want to see right now. So we know the supply is somewhat tight. The question is the demand. If you keep that demand going, it should hopefully keep driving the prices higher.
Should we worry about boxed beef prices being lower again today?
I think you got to look at it right now. I mean, you never want to see it go lower, but I, like I said, if you can kind of keep this psychology going of the market going higher, the demand's there, it will eventually, that box beef hopefully will catch.
All right. One final question for you as we wrap this up. As you look at grains or livestock, what's the one thing we need to watch as we focus on the weekend and headed towards next week's trade?
I think the one thing you got to watch next week is we do have a big quarterly grain stock report that comes out Monday after the at 11 o'clock Central Time. This is not the new crop production. These are all revisions to last year's production. They're not looking for a lot of adjustments. I'm telling people, be a little bit interesting. We've had a lot of old crop corn dumped onto the system here.
So, Jim, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Reach any of the Ag Market team members at 844-424-6758.
All right. Thanks so much. Jim McCormick joining us today for the Channel Final Bell. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's a Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Learn more about these performance tires at FirestoneAg.com. This summer, exports for U.S. beef and pork continued to show strong momentum despite higher prices. But the potential impact of a port strike along the Gulf and East Coasts of the United States has the industry nervous. I'll be back with more after this.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at FirestoneAg.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
Data released earlier this month from the U.S. Meat Export Federation showed that export numbers for both beef and pork remained strong through the summer months, an encouraging sign given the strength of the U.S. dollar and the high price of beef. But with labor negotiations stalled between longshoremen and port operators, exporters are worried about the impact of a strike that could shut down container exports along the East and Gulf coasts of the United States. In July, beef exports totaled over 110,000 metric tons, which was up 7% from last year. The value of these exports climbed 12% to nearly $911 million. Japan and Taiwan continue to be strong markets for U.S. beef, while Mexico also posted impressive numbers, importing more than 21,000 metric tons, a 19% increase from last year. USMEF President Dan Hallstrom was optimistic, saying, quote, "It's very gratifying to see demand for U.S. beef trending upward in Asian markets, especially Japan and Taiwan. Despite challenges, the outlook for the remainder of the year is encouraging." On the pork side, exports surged 10% in July to over 241,000 metric tons, with Mexico once again leading the way. U.S. pork exports to Mexico hit a record $244.5 million, marking a nearly 30% increase in value from just 1 year ago. This strong demand in Mexico was mirrored across Latin America, including Central America and Colombia, which also saw year-over-year increases. However, while export momentum is solid, there are concerns on the horizon. horizon. Hallstrom has expressed worry about the potential port strike on the U.S. Gulf and East Coasts, which could create major bottlenecks for U.S. meat exports. While West Coast ports handle the majority of U.S. beef and pork shipments, Hallstrom noted that 30% of beef and 45% of pork exports move through those Gulf and East Coast ports. He emphasized the risk, stating, quote, redirecting shipments to the West Coast might work as a short-term solution, but it's not sustainable in the long run. I'll be back with more after this.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
With negotiations stalled between the Longshoremen's Union and port operators and the deadline to avoid a container port strike approaching, the meat export industry is calling for immediate action, urging intervention from the White House to help reach a resolution before the September 30th contract expiration. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires, premium tractor tires embedded with cutting-edge technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Sunshine continues for this weekend and highs stay in the low 80s. Warmer into Monday, sunny and mid 80s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently at 79.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, hearing little cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the inn looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here. Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late. And dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate. Cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes in her hair. Eating burnt suppers the whole first year and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bonnet, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, being right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love. Drank it up, cause that's the good stuff. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever and the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera,
But it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head. The woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by
what you A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Just a girl born in Dixie, washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean, the way a girl gets when she turns 17. Kinda crazy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her.